WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Health officials are again sounding the alarm about Thanksgiving travel and who should be allowed at your dinner table. The state reported another 4,600 positive tests, a new record for New Jersey, as well as another 34 deaths. Do not travel for Thanksgiving, they say. And do not invite anyone to dinner who has not lived in your house for at least 14 days. On Wednesday, a 10-day lockdown is supposed to begin in Newark, where some of the highest COVID rates in the state are being seen. Mayor Ross Baraka says this is not just about you.
It's also about whether your neighbors can handle it. Whether your grandmother or your mother or your younger brother can handle it.
The only reason to leave your home, Baraka says, should be for an absolutely essential reason. However, his office also did clarify this is an urgent advisory. No executive order for enforcement has been issued. And a spokesman for the mayor told NJ.com there will be no specific enforcement by police. Among the issues that has delayed a scheduled vote today on marijuana legislation is a disagreement about how to approach workplace safety. The current bill leans on certified workplace impairment recognition experts to help determine whether a worker shows up to the office stoned.
Lawyer Michael Hoffman says there are no drug recognition experts or evaluation programs that have been held scientifically reliable by our courts. He says the issue is confirmation bias.
It's teaching an old dog a new trick and using a new trick that has not been scientifically proven reliable.
Senator Troy Singleton says it takes just an 8-hour course to become a drug recognition expert, according to the California Highway Patrol.
I'm not the right person to talk about DREs because I'm not a big fan. I think it's literally junk science.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Jersey.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
It's definitely starting to turn into one of those mornings because of the wet roads. Watch out on Route 80 eastbound, a crash by exit 25, another collision over by exit 30, a debris spill eastbound 78 by exit 18. You get by that, then an accident by exit 20. Garden State Parkway, multi-vehicle accident to Cranford northbound by 137. Still the crash southbound 287 to Edison by exit 2. If you're leaving New Jersey, George Washington Bridge, 10 to 15 minutes, 20 minutes with the Lincoln Tunnel 15 at the Hunt. Bill Kagan, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. It's going to be tough for you on 42 northbound from 55 up through to north of 295, where an accident was just cleared off the roadway, and that gets busy still hooking on to the Walt Whitman Bridge. 55 northbound is slow at Deptford, exit 58 up through to Route 42. And traffic is starting to build up a little bit at White Horse Pike and Haddon Heights. And we're also looking at an accident on the Garden State Parkway on the northbound side at exit 48. That's Port Republic. And the right lane is shut down. New Jersey Fast Traffic sponsored by Lowe's. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event now through November 25th. They have deals on brands like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. Plus events you won't want to miss. Lowe's, the new home for pros. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 7:18. From the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. I'm Jill Myra, New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:05. Even as efforts intensify to get a COVID vaccine approved, doctors are finding more ways to treat the infected. The FDA has approved a drug from New Jersey-based pharma company Regeneron to treat COVID patients. It's an antibody cocktail that mimics the body's own immune response to infection, and it's already had success among those considered high risk. The company says they'll have enough of the drug produced by the end of the year to treat about 500,000 people. What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. Before COVID, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Coastal and Northern New Jersey was already looking for ways to improve their virtual game. The pandemic kicked that effort into high gear.
Now the organization says rather than kids on a wait list to be matched with mentors, there are too many mentors who want to get involved at this point. But that's obviously a good thing, says Desiree White, director of the Monmouth County Division of Behavioral Health. Her county's Monmouth Acts program helped Big Brothers Big Sisters make the big online adjustment.
The partnerships developed through Monmouth Acts really positions us to better respond to needs
And, you know, the connection really helps everybody stay informed and connected to families who may be struggling and need additional support.
Usually it's schools that refer kids to programs like Big Brothers Big Sisters. When schools closed in the spring, it was those organizations who had to reach out and redefine their resources. But it's working. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey, 101.5 News, time 7:06. We're going to get an update on the forecast with Dan next.
Jersey news and Jersey views live here.
New Jersey, 101.5.
We have a space.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
We're under rainfall across most of New Jersey right now. Pretty steady parts of Middlesex, Monmouth, and Ocean counties at the moment, but there is some clear air back to the west. I don't think we're going to completely dry out and clear out until later this morning into the midday hours, but things will get a little bit better here. We can put the umbrellas away for a little while. Turning sunny, windy, and colder this afternoon. Temperatures fall from the 50s into the 40s. It'll be clear and cold tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s, and tomorrow mostly sunny, lighter winds. Chilly temperatures, highs only mid-40s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Paramus 57, Marlton is 56, Plainsboro 57. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. The download is free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey